Hey guys, real quick before we start our bonus episode, if you didn't hear me before at the beginning of episode 26, this is some extra content we couldn't fit in there, mostly because we just had a lot of stuff because I didn't, edit the episode fast enough. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. We got potty training going on. That'll be the subject of the next episode, okay? Sue me. Anyway, this segment was supposed to be part of episode 26. It ended up on the cutting room floor. We still loved it. It is about nostalgia and about all the things that we remember as children, you know, back in the 1800s or whatever when we were born. So we hope you enjoy it.
So just a few days ago was the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web being released to the public domain, which essentially created the framework for the modern internet and changed the course of human history as we know it.
Brought in a lot of porn.
Yeah, indeed. And some other stuff. Yeah. But in the spirit of this important anniversary, we'd like to present to you our list of 25 things in no particular order from our childhood that our kids will never get to experience.
Porn is not on it. It's not on it for a couple reasons.
Yeah, for better or worse, they'll probably experience that.
Yeah, but, well, definitely, yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to do this, I think, kind of rapid style back and forth.
Yeah.
But we can, you know, add commentary as we see fit.
Yep.
So 25 things our kids will never get to experience from our childhood. Number one.
Lightning round. Here we go.
Dial-up internet that hogged the family phone line.
We started with a cable modem, I think. I don't think we ever had that. I don't think we had that. I'm obviously familiar with it, but yeah. That wasn't in our house.
Oh, that sound is etched in my brain. And so many times my brothers or I were told, Get off the internet. I need to use the phone.
Wow. Okay. All right. Number two. You want to go back and forth on these?
If that works.
I like it. Blowing on a Nintendo game to try to make it work. So I'm definitely guilty of this. I also did the thing where you push it in, but not quite all the way, and you pushed it out right on the ledge. So it kind of shook it as it went down, and it worked like a charm every time.
Yeah, that was honestly a little more effective, perhaps.
Yeah. Did you wipe the PlayStation discs from the in to the out as well with like your inside of your t-shirt kind of thing?
I did that with CD-ROM stuff, but I guess it's pretty similar, right?
Have you ever done the one where you put toothpaste on it to try to fill in the scratches?
No, does that work?
I think it did. I think that did work. Yeah. We had an issue where a disc didn't run and you put a little toothpaste on there, fills in the tiny scratches, but not like the actual, you know, laser etched divots, and it worked.
Wow, all these incredible skills you have, Tim, that are no longer relevant.
Story of my life.
Number three. I mean, pretty soon all of our skills are going to be useless. But,
okay, fuck you. Get out of my house.
Number three. Talking to your friends' parents on the phone. This one was big with me.
I
knew all of my best friends' parents very, very well.
Because they answer the phone first?
Yeah, you call the landline, they'd answer. You know, out of politeness, you would talk to them first for a few minutes. And you really got to know them. It's strange to think my kids will not have that experience.
They're definitely going to know their parents though, right? You think you're going to go over before you hang out in their basement and do whatever. You're going to talk to them on the way in and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, on the phone, not so much. Yeah. Cell phones, you're going to go right to them.
Right. And it kind of taught you phone talking skills because, you know, you had to have a certain level of professionalism.
Yeah, you had to do that context switch. Oh, hello, mister. Yeah, for sure. Number four. Being unreachable by your parents. This is huge. This is never going to happen again.
Yeah.
There's no way. I've already thought about like when Mara and Graham have cell phones, which I'll probably fight that tooth and nail for as long as we can pull that off.
Right.
But we'll also want them to have them so I can track them. I will want to enable some kind of GPS thing on there that I can see at all times. Screw their privacy. Like, why not? I'll want to have that information.
I would say, all the adventures that we had, Unreachable, it's just no longer a thing. And obviously it's a different world we live in as we've, referenced in the headline section.
Yeah.
But, Tim, we were talking before about how so many of the vital movie plots from yesteryear just would not exist. You know, I mean, Home Alone or Goonies or hell, Jurassic Park. I mean, there's so many you could name.
Wait a second. How is Jurassic Park going to be helped by cell phones?
Well,
I guess you could have found them.
Yeah,
but they're not on an island off the coast of Costa Rica, as we all know. There's not going to be a cell phone signal.
All right, fair enough. Bad example.
Home Alone was a very good one. Just stop there, okay?
Yeah, stop while I'm ahead.
The Goonies? Does that count?
Well, they go on this adventure and nobody knows where they are. I don't know.
Okay,
anytime children or on their own alone.
People are just showing up in their car and been like, get back in the house right now.
Yeah, that's the only theme between the three movies I named is it's kids going off on their own, parents not knowing where they are,
Yeah.
Could have easily been a text saying, hey, yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah. Be home later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but you're right. The cell service would have been questionable in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Number five.
There was also a tropical storm coming through, if you recall.
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point.
And they shut off the power. Okay, I'm done.
Lots of holes in my examples. Number five. I'm going to ask you for examples.
That's the first time I'm actually reading this list here, okay? I don't think that's fair.
Number five. Paging through a phone book to find a number.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember it vividly, looking for ordering carryout. You know, that was the one that comes to mind for me is just...
No white pages examples you want to give there? Only the yellow pages?
I'm sure I could come up with some of those, too.
You knew all your best those friends' phone numbers by heart.
Prank calls, though, the white pages.
Yeah. You don't... Do you know Elise's cell phone number by heart?
That's pretty much the only one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I couldn't tell you most of my other... Yeah. I couldn't tell you most of my family's.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we have them all saved in our phone. I definitely remember and knew a lot of my friends' numbers by heart, but yeah, I opened a phone book and...
Yeah.
Do you even get them to your house anymore?
No, but I swear, I mean, it was only about 5 or so years ago that they stopped getting that. They got thinner progressively over time, but, you know, up until a few years ago, we'd still get this useless booklet.
And there isn't really a comparable thing online that you can go to like white page people, is
not
there?
Really. Not that, you know.
I tried to creep people all the time, and I can't find them. Okay, number six, scrolling through a CD booklet to find the right tunes sometimes while driving. Definitely don't do that anymore. Also
the original distracted driving.
Booklets, you're saying like the ones you like, the Trapper Keeper kind of things. Yeah. And people would like steal those out of people's cars from time to time. And that was a big deal. Doesn't happen anymore.
I just remember taking great risks with having on my lap, I'm driving, and I'm also going through it. And
you got to pick the right OIR disc for that moment in time for yourself. Yeah.
What was I thinking? It's no different from scrolling a feed while you're driving, right?
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. Yeah. It's the same phone stuff.
Number seven, printing MapQuest directions or getting directions from AAA or stopping to ask for directions.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of that anymore.
Triptych. My dad had a triptych.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember those things?
Definitely a dad thing back in the day.
They had the triptych going into Florida, and I definitely had MapQuest directions, or I looked up MapQuest beforehand, and I wrote them down by hand.
Yeah.
And I was driving with them like that, and that it's now a voice tells you where to drive.
Yeah, and I think if at this point, if you stopped at a gas station and asked for directions, they would look at you like you have two heads.
Oh, for sure, 100%. Number eight, spending way too much time at the local
it's this place.
Yeah,
at the blue and yellow.
Yeah, at the local Blockbuster, making a movie selection. Okay, I'll make a confession. I long for these moments. Yeah. I was I just want to go to Blockbuster. I want to like look around at the movies. And I know Netflix and all the other ones have tried
the same.
No, it's not the same anymore. It's not the same at all. And
it was
I missed that experience.
You know, in middle school. Yeah. Maybe, even high school.
And I would say I don't – look, I used to just go there and pick out the same Three Ninjas DVD or VHS at that time, I guess, every time. But I definitely – I miss that interaction. Call me a Luddite. But,
getting super buttery popcorn on the way
100%,
out.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like getting – having the 14-year-old kid full of
Mike
acne check you out.
Yeah.
Done.
Number nine, rewinding a VHS before you return it to the
video
store. Please
be kind, rewind.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, late fees.
Yeah.
What are those?
My goodness.
Oh, my God. Okay. Having a giant TV rolled into your classroom. Yeah, and have a beta tape stuck in that thing to, like, watch the health class stuff.
Yeah.
What do they do? They have smart boards now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
back in the day, that was a sign that it was either a Friday afternoon or you had a substitute teacher that day.
Yeah. Your social studies teacher was going to football class a little bit early, so he was just like, you guys can watch this, like, Mel Gibson stabbing someone in the heart with a flagpole a couple of times, and you'll get the idea of American history.
Teachers checked out, rolling in the TV.
Yeah.
Number 11, burning CDs or making mixtapes for your friends.
Did you ever make a mixtape?
I did. I mean, I think... I'm more in tune with the burning CDs part.
Yeah,
I remember early childhood, the mixtapes. To this day, I have a collection of burnt CDs from friends, from ex-girlfriends.
I have Tim's Mix, Volume Whatever. I have a couple of those.
I would like to listen to one someday.
We'll pop it in. Plus R, minus R. Minus R's were better, right?
I don't recall.
But then you had the compatibility, right?
Yeah.
RWs, rewritables.
That's right.
Did you ever have a mini disc?
No. Did you?
Yeah. Well, so I was a college radio person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mini discs were like a, it was like a little coaster sized thing. You'd pop it in, infinite rewriting.
That was the future, huh?
That was the future. That was the big future. One guy at my college campus, Joe Levy, if you're listening to this podcast, he does every once in a while. Joe, if you're listening, Joe was a believer in the mini disc. Joe, I don't think you're a believer in the mini disc anymore. I don't know. If you saw the mini disc player, hey, send us an email.
Vinyl's made a comeback.
BetterOffDeadPod@gmail.com. Yeah. Having number 12, having to watch the bottom scroll of your local news to find out if you got a snow day. I wish it was like that again.
Oh yeah.
That's what you want. What do they get, a text now?
Text, email,
push notification of some kind. Something. Yeah.
I mean, the suspense was incredible. You know.
Yeah.
Back then.
Alphabetical. It's updating. You had like a time frame you had to get here by, or else you were screwed.
Right. Right. You'd see like all the neighboring schools. They've been cut off. You're just waiting for yours to follow suit.
Yeah. And you're like, what is the superintendent doing right now? Let's go throw a bucket of ice water on his driveway. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Number 13, setting an away message and chatting with your pals on AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, sure. AIM.
I'm a couple years older than Tim, but for me, it's mostly aligns with college. And in college, you know, I had an away message up most of the time.
Yeah.
Often saying I was
so you never had Facebook in college?
Facebook started when I was in college, but I didn't adopt it as a user until after college.
But OU had it.
Yeah.
OU, because at that point you had to get it, like, you had to be invited.
2003 or 4, my junior year was when it was a thing.
So you were early.
We were the pioneers of...
You were early access, because Bolton Wallace
early access, but I didn't actually do it.
I don't think Bolton Wallace got it until 06,
okay,
maybe, or something?
Yeah, and that's about when I started using it, so I waited. But.
Okay, well, it was a different world back then, too.
Yeah.
How moody were your away messages on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know... Less.
What band's lyrics did you use?
I would say I tried to be mysterious.
Okay.
And what am I color, doing? What am I up to?
What color was your text?
Oh, man. I think I was just boring black and white. But...
I was an orange text, blue background.
Really?
Guy. Yeah, Comic Sans, just to give you a little Cavaliers bit of flavor on me. Yeah, nice. Old school Cavaliers.
Were you moody, or what was your style?
I was fake rap lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, probably. I don't think they were real. I think they were fake. I wasn't cool enough to actually be listening to rap music at that time. Okay, number 14, having to access an encyclopedia to fact check something. Now, does it count if it was an Encyclopedia Britannica online or like on your computer?
To your point, there's different eras.
We had
of this.
The books in our house. We had a door-to-door salesman, I think, sell them to us at the time.
My mom might still have a set of encyclopedias. I don't know.
I saw them at the library the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's ever opened these in 20 years?
You know, I feel like, I mean, sure, I'm sure there were times we fact checked. I think I just took a lot more leaps of faith with thinking I knew something.
Certainly had to like actually have like written sources in college.
So, oh, yeah. Can you remember
citing? Is that still the case?
I don't know. I mean, I know plagiarism's still rampant, especially. Yeah.
But... ChatGPT.
Yeah, exactly.
Chegg. Do you know Chegg? I don't even know what Chegg does. It's a company that does something in the higher education space. They said in a quarterly report recently that ChatGPT was destroying their consumer base, and the stock like fell like 30% or something crazy. Yeah, it was a big deal. Is 15 yours or mine?
That's you, buddy.
Oh, wow, too many beers. Using a payphone in a public space.
Are you a little too young?
Yeah, don't know how many times I did this. I've definitely used a payphone before. I could use one if I had to. We had one of the, I think there was three.
Do you remember calling Collect on a payphone?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember the commercials.
Yeah.
1-800-COLLECT.
Where basically the recipient of the call assumes the payment, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it was a couple bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a quarter or anything.
Our apartment in New York was two or three blocks away from one of the last remaining public payphones in the city.
Wow.
It was kind of cool. You could walk right past it and still go in and use it if you wanted to.
There's, to my knowledge, there's still one working payphone in Lakewood. It's in the parking lot of Sam's Beverage on Franklin.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Okay, I got to go check that out.
Yeah.
All right.
Take the kids, you know, photo op or something. Yeah.
I'm posing for a picture right now.
Number 16, checking the newspaper to find out if your sports teams won last night. Mm. This is something I was guilty of. I've always been a Cleveland sports fan, even growing up, and... You know, oftentimes I had to go to bed as a kid before games were over, and, you know, I would find out the next morning from looking at the box score.
I still throw the sports section out to this day. Not that I don't like sports. I just, it's never been.
Never your thing.
Never appealed to me. Moving on. Number 17, calling for the weather or movie times. Yeah, movie phone. Definitely call for movie phone.
Yeah.
100%. And remember when, like, the Weather Channel online wasn't a terrible experience, you know, for sure.
Number 18, using a long distance calling card. Definitely remember. Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Even just going to college and having to call home, I want to say, early on, that was my technique, was I'd use a calling card.
I had a cell phone in college.
Okay. I didn't tell halfway through.
That was a big gap. Freshman year, I had a cell phone. I had a little flip phone from Sprint.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't get my first cell phone until halfway through. So that really made my first half and second half of college very different.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Watching music videos on MTV, number 19. So I can't remember when TRL went from like showing the entire music video to cutting it off after like 40 seconds and then going back to Carson Daly and doing something
else. Attention spans changed.
Yeah, but I remember the full... And I'm guilty of like watching the Britney Spears music video and then like your parents coming in the room and changing it really fast and then going back as soon as they get out.
Yeah.
So to talk about the pornography aspect of it again, I'm totally guilty of that. So I that one hits home.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Number 20, riding backwards in the back row of a station wagon.
Sure, once or twice.
So my best friend growing up, Eric Fries, great guy, lives in Steamboat Springs, Colorado to this day.
Oh, wow, okay.
His family, we were great family friends, had a blue Taurus station wagon.
Yeah.
You know, where the back two seats faced backwards.
Uh-huh.
The positive of this situation was it was so much fun to sit there and just make funny faces at whomever was behind you to stop at a stoplight.
Like in the school bus, looking out the emergency exit.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
The negative was, from what I gather, you were just a sitting duck as far as any collision situation.
Very likely to die.
Lucky to make out of that one alive. Yeah. I know Elise has similar experiences with the back of a station wagon facing backwards.
I think it was only a couple times, although I have definitely ridden in the back of a pickup truck once or twice.
Yeah, pretty similar, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say so. Probably.
Maybe
close,
worse.
Close to death, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 21, rocking a Sony Discman on the school bus. Of course, with ESP, electronic skip protection.
That's right.
Yeah. You had 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, however many you could get from it.
And useful, because those bus rides are bumpy.
I listened to Tim's Mix with a Sony Discman ESP, for sure.
Episode 27 is just going to be Tim's Mix. Just with us adding commentary.
Just rolling it in. It's a great idea. Hope you like Rough Riders.
Number 22, fixing unwound tape on a cassette. This one's a little older, probably childhood.
No, I have a Dave Matthews cassette that I remember. And I think I had Alanis Morissette on cassette too, Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it just inevitably came out the cassette roll. Other times you had a sibling who...
It's got a little loose.
Yeah. You had to be kind of rewind.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember that. 23, definitely get this one. Downloading songs from a sketchy site like LimeWire, Napster, BearShare, Kazaa. Are there more? Am I forgetting?
We only had a couple listed. Tim's just piling them on.
Yeah. 20 minutes later, I'm just still going. Oh yeah, I downloaded lots of sketchy stuff from websites like LimeWire, Napster, BearShare, and Kazaa. Okay, peer-to-peer file sharing, but that was huge. And in fairness, I feel like that's basically revolutionized like the past 30 years.
Right.
Like that's been a huge defining characteristic of the past 30 years.
No doubt.
And
precursor to, modern day streaming services, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I can remember there were a lot of people. I think Jill works at Spotify with people that were...
Who got their start at those?
There were a lot of people that were like Kazaa or LimeWire. There's people that's still there. They probably just have like ponytails and just talk about technology now. They don't really do anything. but I'm sorry, we should delete this. I think like that was like a formative moment in our technology, like foundation, I think in our generation. So I don't know. That was a cool experience.
Yeah. For me, fun story. When I was a freshman in college at Ohio University, one of the big draws back then, and this probably applied to other colleges as well, was that
DSL modems or something or
close, every dorm room got a complimentary desktop computer.
Oh, wow.
That was a big deal back then.
Yeah.
And you had to share it with your roommate, of course. But do you think we used that that desktop computer for a lot of studying?
Yeah, no.
We basically filled it to the brim with downloading songs on Napster.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And probably acquired a whole bunch of viruses along
the way. What was the big song that you guys... What was the song that everybody had to download?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe OAR or... Dave Matthews, probably some rap.
I knew when I made the OIR joke, it landed earlier.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ohio band and all.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, I can only imagine that when they decided, you know, a great way to market a university is to have this in every dorm, they probably didn't see it coming that this is how students were going to use it.
How could they know? Yeah. It's you next, 24.
Oh, dang. 24. Shopping at Radio Shack or Circuit City. Rest in peace to both those places.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Great places. Lots of memories of both.
What did I buy at a Circuit City?
I kind of felt like it was, you know, a poor man's Best Buy.
Yes, definitely was. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I don't know. Radio Shack had that comeback for a while. They had, like, a Twitter account that was, like, doing very controversial tweets.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, and throwing it back to Blockbuster, isn't there still one Blockbuster left?
There was one in Alaska. Oh, there was like a John Oliver one. I don't know if it's still there or not.
We're going to have to research this.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be back with that. And then 25, experiencing SeaWorld of Ohio. Aurora,
Please tell me you did, Tim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. There were two parks. Was there a Geauga Lake there, too?
Geauga Lake was across the lake from SeaWorld.
Yeah. And, definitely did that.
You know, closed around the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, there are still SeaWorld's still a thing in various parts of the country. And you can argue about...
My first girlfriend was swam with killer whales.
Please expound on this.
She worked at SeaWorld in Orlando. Swam with killer whales.
Wow.
Yeah, I used that recently when I was joking around with Jill as like a shot over the bow. Like, hey, just so you know. And she looked at me like I was the dumbest person that she'd ever spoken to in her life. And she was right.
That's a pretty great story. Yeah. I was going to make some remarks.
Jackie, shout out. I'm still around. I'm still here. Give me a call. Just kidding. Don't do that.
You like the gin name. Yeah. But my thing about SeaWorld, and when I talk about it with my friends, we all enjoyed it. I think... we like Geauga Lake, the amusement park across the lake, a little bit better because we didn't appreciate sea life, marine life as much
now
as we should.
Now you probably love it.
Absolutely. Oh, it'd be a great place to take kids. But in retrospect, the biggest thing about that is, you know, right now SeaWorld's in Orlando. It's in San Diego. It's in all these year-long places. Who would ever think it's a good idea to put a SeaWorld in a place that's seasonal?
Yeah,
Tim?
Frozen over. Yeah.
You get like 7 months of the year of revenue generation.
Yeah. Welcome to SeaWorld, Ohio. Here's our walruses and penguins, and that's it.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
And guys, that's all we have. So, you know, thank you for putting up with our list of 25 things our kids will never get to experience. Hopefully someday our kids will listen to this and at least learn about these relics.
We got to do something on social with this, you know?
This was
like,
too much fun.
Get a couple people, like, adding some more things to the list.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.